I remember one time him talking about his first Tudong experience, and his when he ordained, he was a village monk studying, and lived for quite a few years without doing very much meditation at all, and that's quite the norm in Thailand. And then he decided, no, I'm going to cut everything. I'm going to leave the village monastery. I'm going to leave my home village. I'm going to go off wandering, seeking this experience of meditation and seeking liberation, as is in the scriptures. Since rather than studying about it, maybe I'll just do it. and I remember him saying that he and a friend of his, a fellow monk, were sort of decided they're going to go off wandering, and then they start preparing, and then of course there's the thought of, what if this, what if that, what if this happens, what if that happens, and he said by the time they left, it was, their stuff was so heavy. he even took along one of these stone pestles to, for pounding up food, just in case. carrying this stone mortar and pestle along with him, and on this simplicity, this quest for simplicity, so that that happens. There's the one mind is going on in one direction, and the other mind is going in another direction, and unfortunately, they're the same mind. that's what happens. So just that, he learned from that, and it's something he grew from until he became a great teacher. It wasn't a huge obstacle.